This is the Unleash Your Wealth podcast with the team from SC Wealth Advisors.
So I can't speak for everyone, but I do think a lot of people have a little bit of fear when it comes to taxes. And comedian Joe Zimmerman is no different. Take a listen to this.
I worry about it all year long because other countries, the government will tell you what you owe and then you just have to pay it. Here the government's like, okay, what do you think you owe us? I have no idea. Just tell me. Nope, you got to add it up. Well, I'm really unorganized. What happens if I add it up wrong? You could go to jail. Oh, my.
So it's a little exaggerated, but he brings up a good point that retirement planning and taxes, it can be all very confusing. I know it's very, very important for people looking down the road at retirement to get that tax strategy in place. How do clients over at SC Wealth Advisors kind of react when you show them the difference having a strategy in place can make?
Yeah, let's be clear and differentiate the difference between your 1040 tax planning, which you have to do by April 15th, which is you earned your income at your job or your business, and then you file your taxes as you do every single year with your accountant, or if you do it by yourself through H&R Block or TurboTax, whatever the case may be. What we are referring to is tax planning in retirement, and that goes along with your IRA distributions, factoring in Social Security and how that could be potentially taxed. How do capital gains, capital losses, offsetting capital gains with your stock positions and carry forward ordinary income losses into the future, and Rick talking about Roth IRA conversions. I mean, that is something that could really benefit your portfolio. And so we see that a lot of people get confused, or they jumble up your regular tax return from your income at your job and tax planning in retirement, even though they do have some kind of cohesive unit to an extent.
I think you can break it down to a couple different phases. One is, you know, I need $100,000 of income and I know I'm collecting $45,000 in Social Security. So where do I get the other $55,000 from? Do I take it from the money I have in the bank? Do I take it from CD interest? Do I take it from an after-tax brokerage account? Do I take it from my regular IRA? Do I take it from my Roth IRA?
Buckets.
Do I sell stocks that I have a capital gain on? Mm-hmm. So those become a lot of complicated questions. And then you say, well, then how do I plan that income each and every year? That's tax planning in retirement. That drives all your decisions to create the lowest possible tax bill within the code, within the law, so that you having more assets and spending the smallest amount of money on taxes as possible. But that's not a one-size-fits-all discussion, Raj. So mm-hmm. what it boils down to is, at that point, we look at all your different streams of income, and we can start to change the order of withdrawal right in front of you and show you which one produces the most amount of assets when you finally pass away. And so then we know which one's more efficient, because the software, the computer, and together with us, we're creating that plan for you to say, this is, in today's tax environment, the preferred withdrawal method, and this will get you to your desired income with the lowest possible tax exposure. So Joe Zimmerman, right, it's tough enough just to look at what I made last year and figure out what I owe, but now to figure out what I'm going to owe next year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 or 5, 10 years down the road as I'm retired, takes tax planning, and that's what we offer our clients.
Yeah, and Rick, looking at that order of withdrawal is exactly what you're referring to, and having those different types of buckets and understanding which one should I take from first, which one should I let continue to grow, and we can run that tax projection analysis. So if you're 60 years old today, we can see literally year by year with the growth rate in your portfolio based upon your risk tolerance and going forward of when should I take money from which bucket and which is going to be the most tax efficient. Also, the Tax Cuts Jobs Act expires at the end of 2025. So there are other tax advantages that you can take right now that are not going to be there in, you know, by the end of 2025. And, you know, we've been doing a lot of Roth IRA conversions. If it makes
even
sense.
Even partial conversions.
We just did one this past week. But it has to make sense from your modified adjusted gross income bracket. And when you convert to a Roth, it starts a clock, a five-year clock, so that you can't access those assets out of that Roth IRA after you convert it. And so it makes sense to see if a Roth IRA conversion makes sense for you to go through the exercise, fill up the modified adjusted gross income brackets, because you pay the tax today one time, then all the future growth on that money will not be taxed. Plus, you have no required minimum distributions after 73 and every subsequent year thereafter. It passes on to your spouse tax-free, and then it passes on to your kids if you have kids tax-free as well. So it could be
it's extremely powerful. Yeah, it's a very powerful tool, but it needs to be applied correctly. But once again, it needs to be coordinated with all the other assets and all the other income streams you're going to have. So, you know, we do that second look. A lot of people come in and say, look, I've got this IRA in my old brokerage firm, or I've got an IRA that I've managed for a long time, and I'm thinking about converting part of it to a Roth. And then we will do the second look. We'll help you run the numbers. We do that on a complimentary basis. We only can do it for the first five people that call in, because otherwise we'd be swamped, Raj, and wouldn't have any time for regular client meetings. Mm-hmm. But for the first five people that want to see if they're eligible and if it makes sense for them to convert a Roth, they should call right now.
This has been the Unleash Your Wealth Podcast with Wealth Advisors Raj Shah and Rick Borick. To schedule an evaluation of your portfolio with no charge or obligation, call 312-345-5494 or find us online at scwealthadvisors.com.
Raj Shah is an investment advisor representative of SC Wealth Advisors, a state-registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Investment financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Raj Shah is licensed in your state, please call 800-211-1962. SC Wealth Advisors is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Raj Shah, NPN Insurance License Number 533-6193.